There's a lot of wind power development occurring here in Idaho, and there's a lot more opportunity. This line provides that infrastructure necessary to be able to efficiently integrate that into our usage here in Idaho. It allows us to, during peak demands, for the need of irrigation and other opportunities here in Idaho, to bring energy in from other states and to share our energy with those states when they have their high demands. And so it will enhance our efficiency in electrical transmission across the West. And as our country grows and that demand grows, this sets us up for being successful in meeting those demands.
The transmission line is broken down into 10 segments. 8 of those got the green light. 2 of them were deferred. Where are the two segments, segments 8 and 9?
Well, the areas that are authorized for construction at this point will end at Midpoint and Cedar Hill here in Idaho. So from those points westward through Elmore, Owyhee, Ada, and Canyon counties, those routes will be what we're looking at, routes 8 and 9. And the issue is, how do we route those two lines around or through the Morley Nelson Birds of Prey National Conservation Area?
And that's the big sticking point, is the BLM is concerned about the habitat, and the private landowners are concerned about their private land, and we have a little bit of dissension there.
That's correct, yes. The goal for a lot of these transmission lines is to place the transmission lines as much as possible on public land, and we see as part of our multiple-use mission that that's an appropriate use of public lands, but where we have these national conservation areas, our requirements and our laws and regulations want to make sure that there's not better places to put it rather than impacting those special areas. And the Birds of Prey area for raptor habitat is a very special place. And so the legislation that established that recognizes that, and that activities that occur need to protect or conserve or enhance the habitat and the uses and the for which it was designated. And so that's what we need to have further consideration of, is how can the power line, if it's located within the NCA, actually enhance the mission or purpose of the NCA.
And not hurt the habitat and
exactly.
The raptors.
Yes, exactly.
The idea behind deferring the two segments, 8 and 9, is to get together, talk with the stakeholders, find a solution that everybody can live with. Is that correct?
That would be the ultimate goal, yes.
And what are some of the concerns that the private landowners, what do they say?
Well, I think the farming community is concerned about the impacts to their operation, irrigation, and things like that. You know, power lines have an effect on some of their practices, and that's known, and it's been discussed in the EIS as we look at the entire route. The other issue, I think, is how it affects community development and opportunities for community development. In the Kuna, Melba area, the power line could negatively affect the ability for those communities to expand and develop subdivisions, which would help them economically.
So what's the next step at this point? I know construction won't start tomorrow anywhere on the line, but construction will eventually start in Wyoming first?
Yes, that's correct. The segments 1 through 7 provide for a interconnected network that can stand on its own. And so even beginning next week, there's meetings on final designs that are being held in Wyoming with various field offices there. You know, Southwest Idaho has a great history of successful collaborative efforts, and I think that we're going to be able to be successful in helping identify the final locations for segments 8 and 9, and we'll have a project that will benefit Idaho in the end.